Blog Talk Radio.
Better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the international ambassador, Dr. John Johnson.
God bless all of you. Prayer line this morning to all of you, and this is a wonderful day.
Amen.
God, for his goodness and kindness, let's go to him and talk with him. Amen. Greet the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we do thank you.
Thank you.
For this wonderful day.
Yes.
Recognize that you are the only true and living God.
Amen.
Coming to speak with you, Lord, if you would have us as humbly as we know how.
Yes.
Because we know that, oh God, pride go before destruction and haughty spirit before all. We come humbly. Wonderful privilege. Let's be able to call you. We love you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you for all. There's nobody like you.
Nobody.
We're not searching all over for what we have. And when we recognize what we have and we don't have to search, we know that we have the best thing that could ever happen to us.
Yes.
We praise you, Lord, for your goodness and kindness.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
For teaching, for all of your instructions. We do acknowledge you in all our ways, knowing that you will direct our path.
Thank you,
Lord, for hope.
Yes.
Thank you for joy.
Thank you. Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you for peace.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, God, thank you for your protecting hand
that
protected us all night long.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for great health and great strength.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for lifting every heavy burden and lightening every load. Oh, God. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us.
Oh, God. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for so many
things.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
God, you've just been so good. You brought us from a mighty long way.
Yes, Lord.
So much.
Thank you.
We were down. Lift this. Thank you for enlarging our territory.
Bountifully
blessing us.
Jesus.
I want to thank you, Lord, putting on our hearts to give you 1,000. Thank you. Yeah, God, we want to thank you.
Thank you.
All that you've done, watching all over us all night long, for waking us up this morning.
Yes, yeah. Lord.
Being our Redeemer, by being our Deliverer, the victory. And the Lord, we surely thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Father, we ask you to come on in and thou art welcome in this place.
Oh,
bless the people everywhere and give us multitudinous miracles this morning. Silently help us out of the need. Bless us. In the name of Jesus, supply our every need. Give us our heart's desires. And I pray all of these things, all of them, Lord. Ask all of them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for the glory of God. Thank you for answering my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you and you and you.
Good
thank
morning.
You all for obeying and bringing somebody with you. Who wouldn't want their friend to hear about the Holy Ghost? I don't know.
Thank you.
Anybody who has the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. One of
the first things you want to do. You know, he's so wonderful that
yes.
you would want to bring somebody to hear about him. And thank you for so much for bringing and for helping. God bless you and you. God bless you. My. All right. I want to check here. Is Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line this morning? If so, identify yourself.
Yes, praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. We're here.
All right. Amen.
Everyone.
I wonder, is Elder Strada, Pastor Strada, are you on the line this morning? All right. We'll move forward here. And let me ask again. Ambassador Hagen, are you there?
Yes, sir, Dr. Johnson. We're here. We're here at the studio. Can you hear us?
She must be on mute. All right. Want you all to get some praise reports together as we wait here. Pastor Strada, are you there? Give us a identification if you're there.
I am here this morning. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. How are you?
I'm doing tremendous. Amen. Give us identification.
Amen. I am Pastor Kevin Strada from the GMAP Broadcast Network. I want to say good morning to each and every one of you, giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life. This morning, I honor God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all of you here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. Again, I am Pastor Kevin Strada from Pure Faith Outreach Ministries and the Pure and GMAP Broadcast Network. We are the number one faith-based motivational and inspirational broadcast network over the internet, and we just honor God this morning for the opportunity to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We thank God for each of you. Also want to encourage GMAP Broadcast Network. Just take a look around. Be a member. Be a friend. Be blessed and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. We'll turn it back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
So much. We want to welcome all those who are coming from all over the world. Thank you. Praise God. We're praising God together. Right? Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line this morning?
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Yes, Dr. Johnson, we are here. Can you hear us?
All right. Some of you all get your praise reports together as we think she is supposed to teach today. And try to get her, and let's have a praise report. Anybody have a praise report this morning? We'll take maybe two or three. If you've got
good morning. God bless you.
God
go
bless
ahead.
You.
I heard someone. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This is Evangelist Johnson. And I just want to give a praise report about my son. He's the doctor, and he didn't need the surgery. The are treating you with medication, and I thank God for that. And the young man that's in the coma on last night, he squares his niece's hand, so he responded for the first time, and that's a blessing. And we just want to thank God for the prayers of the saints. And he was for praying for him.
Thank you. What a blessing. That's you. Give me your name again.
Evangelist Johnson in Bronx, New York.
Mm-hmm. All right, Evangelist Johnson, that's beautiful. Thank you so very much. All right, anyone else have a praise report here?
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, First Group Prayer Line. This is Dr. Pfizer. I'm thanking God for such wonderful Bible study and anointed Bible study on last night, how the Lord just moved and blessed. And I see that God is healing and delivering his people all over, everywhere. And I'm thanking God that I was able to invite several people out to the prayer line this morning. A little guy named Evangelist Steele, Evangelist Mark Steele, 19 years old. And hopefully he'd be able to join the youth prayer line tonight as well. And then I was able to invite Dr. Gwen Washington. And I am just thanking God for those people and the people of God and the anointing that's on this prayer line. And God bless you, and I just hope it grow and grow for the increase of the kingdom. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. We'll take another one, a praise report. If you have a praise report, this is the time. Jump in there right now. God bless you. Who else has one? Anyone?
Good morning. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. Oh, I honor the Lord this morning. I want to give honor to God and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and to all the people of God. I'm just thanking God this morning for a good night's rest and how he's taking good care of me. When I could lay down and rest all night, I thank God. It's a blessing. A lot of folks can't sleep, but I can sleep like a baby. And
amen.
I just thank the Lord. I just thank him and praise him and magnify his goodness, because I know it's no one but the Lord that's taking good care of me. Thank God, because he's brought me thus far and keeping me saved from sin with a mind stayed on him and a mind to live this life for him. And I praise God for it. The Lord is blessing. So pray for Mother Johnson. God, to get the glory out of my life. And I will take the praise reports on, Father. If how many praise reports you want more praise reports?
Let me have maybe one more.
Oh, one more praise report. Are there anyone have a praise report? No one?
This is Sister Lucille.
All right.
I just want to first give honor to God, my pastor, Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all the saints on the prayer line. I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I just thank the Lord for this prayer line. Sometimes I just don't know what I would do without this prayer line, and I just want to just thank the Lord for it and ask the saints to continue to pray for me.
God bless you. God bless you. At this time, we turn it back in the hands of Dr. Johnson. Bless you.
Thank All right, you. God bless you, Mother Johnson. That's my 94-year-old mother. Amen.
Praise God.
God's blessing you in a great way. Amen. I was wondering if we had the connection here with Ambassador Hagen. Are you there yet? I know she was having a little problem getting on the line. We're waiting on you. Are you on? Amen. All right, while we're waiting, let's take a couple more praise reports. Anyone else?
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Good morning. I'm going to jump right in. This is Sister Sheila, 860. Oh, praise God. I have happy feet this morning. I truly thank the Lord for allowing me to see a new day I've never seen before. I just thank God because he's just a good God. And through the time of the storm, he's still a good God. And I just want to give him all the praises, because if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I'd be or what I'd be doing. I know I wouldn't be doing nothing if it wasn't for him. So I'm just giving him all the praise this morning, and I just truly, truly thank each and every one of you for praying for my mother, Juanita Moore, Keep praying. Don't stop because God is still healing, and he's still in the healing business. God bless you all.
All right, we'll take one more. Praise report. Anybody else want to tell how good God's been to you? Tell it right now. Amen. Somebody who has a praise report. Everybody ought to have a praise report. Jump in there.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Dr. Glenn Washington. Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer invited me on. This is my first time on, and I'm real thankful. I've heard so many good reports about the prayer line. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and I want to give a praise report that one of the ladies in my hometown, Louisville, Kentucky, we prayed for her, and the doctor said that it may be a possibility she would have to have her toe taken off, and he said it could even be a leg. But she called me last night and said that he said he couldn't put the stent in. There was something else that could have possibly been done, but they're not going to be able to do that surgery-wise. So he said, just keep on exercising and begin to walk more, and it may be an opportunity for her toes recovering so that she doesn't have to have amputation. So I want to give praise and honor to the Lord just for him doing that for her as well as for others that he's blessing. And once again, this is my first time on the prayer line. I want to thank Dr. Pfeiffer and just grateful to the Lord for this opportunity. So God bless you for all that you all are doing for God's people and for the world.
Thank you so much, Dr. Washington, and we're just happy to have you so much.
Thank you.
Any other guest on the line? If you are a guest, we will open the line up for you. May you say hello to the people. The line is open now to you if you want to speak. Your guest on the line, the first timer, or if you've never said anything, the line is open to you. Take advantage of it. We want you. We want to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone else? All right. God bless you. I'm trying to make sure that we have a connection with Ambassador Hagen. Are you on the line, Ambassador Hagen? I know she's trying to make contact here. All right. Give us another praise report. You were there. Who else has a praise report? Oh, Mom, you want to take that? Or just say you did? All right. Some of you, I know you have a praise report. What about you, Sister Scroggins or Sister Garnett? What about you, Mother Britt? Some of y'all give us a praise report here. No, you have a praise report. Up in there. Can y'all hear me on the line?
Yes, Yes. Morning, God bless you. This is Mother Britt. Yes, I always have a prayer report. I just thank God, too, for this beautiful day, for waking us up this morning. And I just thank God for this prayer line, Dr. Johnson, his wife Betty, and his mother, Sister Adley Johnson, and all the saints on here. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you all that my son, he's in the hospital, but I just ask y'all to pray for him that he'll be all right and he'll get he will be filled with the Holy Ghost power and God will lead his life. And I just pray for all the saints and those that are going through it. I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful. Although I don't always say anything, but I'm always listening. And I just thank God for your prayer. May God bless you.
May God bless you, Mother Brent. Amen. God bless you. Your son, we'll be praying for him. Who's in the hospital, yes, we want to pray for him. Appreciate that. For him right now. Father, you who never sleep nor slumber, may I ask you for a special request this morning. Would you look on Mother Britt's son in the hospital there, Lord, and he needs a miracle from you. Thank you, because miracles do come, and they flow from you. I pray in the name of Jesus. So about the anointing, we've learned that the anointing destroys all yokes.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm asking you, who said my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'm asking you to go there and touch her son.
Right now.
Raise him up, Lord, heal his body.
Oh, God.
the name of Jesus. For Christ's sake, the glory of God. And Jesus, you said, if we ask anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified. This is for the glory of the Father, and we're asking it in your name.
Yes.
And thank you for your word. Cannot be made a lie. Bless this young man. Help him and heal him in Jesus' name. Lord, remember Mother Britt, amen, who served you many, many years. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless all of y'all. One more time, Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right.
Praise the Lord. Praise
well,
the Lord. Can you hear
bless
me?
Bless the Lord.
Can you hear me?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Let's carry on. She can't get in. I guess we'll teach on the Holy Ghost today. Amen. But let's get a few more praise reports. We'll check one more time. Amen. Who else has a praise report for the Lord? Yeah, my God. Who else has a praise report? You have one, jump in there and give us one. Amen. So I have to call y'all's name to get y'all to
praise the Lord, Dr. Jensen.
All right, go
Lord
ahead.
God. Hallelujah. This is Prophetess Smith from Arkansas. And I just thank God for another day. And my praise report is thanking God for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. I have enjoyed the teaching on the Holy Ghost. I've enjoyed the impartation of the word because I tell you, the Holy Ghost would teach you how to live, how to walk, how to treat your neighbor right. The Holy Ghost, when you don't know what to pray for, will make intercession for you so you don't talk in your own words, that you would speak and utter only what the Lord has to say. I thank God for the Holy Ghost that is the wind and the breath of God that is blowing in the atmosphere right now. Glory to God. I thank God, Dr. Johnson, that you have stood strong in the midst of adversity, and it's the Holy Ghost that's wrapping all around you and the wind of the Holy Ghost that is keeping you. I am encouraged this morning, and my praise report is thanking God for faith that has been released, that we don't walk by what we seek, but by the faith of God. I thank God for the press in the atmosphere. Men and women of God, you have to press through the crowd. And sometimes the crowd that you press through are broken people. Sometimes the crowd is people that want to, Jesus is in the room. Glory to God. When you just touch and want to touch the hem of his garment, he'll free your mind. He'll free your heart. Glory to God. Just remember the promises of God. He's a keeper this morning. I thank God that he is a keeper. I thank God for the word. And Dr. Johnson, I'm watching those cups being filled from the promise that we started in January. I'm seeing all my prayer requests just being checked off. I just thank God this morning. My voice is a little raspy, but we're in revival this week. But I thank God, hallelujah, for another day. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Prophet Stith. Amen. What a blessing. Well, you could have kept on teaching on the Holy Ghost. That would have been great. God bless you. We do honor and praise the Lord for you. Thank God. All right. I'll take one more praise report. Anybody else? One more. Anyone else have a praise report? If so, give it now. All right, let me check
Sister
one more time.
Linda Farshi, 801. I just thank the Lord for blessing me to be here another day. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I just want to give him some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to thank him this morning. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Praise God. All right, let me move here. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? All right, we'll come back to her another day. Let me ask you some questions here today. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received it since you believe? Well, if you haven't, then that might be the answer to your question. Why are you having so many dilemmas that have not been answered? The Holy Ghost can answer all those dilemmas for you. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Everybody needs the Holy Ghost. You got to have it. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't have that power. You're like the disciples who were walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus, seeing him heal the sick, seeing him raise the dead, and do all kinds of miracles. But they didn't have the power. They didn't have it. And they didn't receive it until after Jesus had died and was buried and then rose from the dead with all power in his hand, ascended up to the Father, and then the Father sent back the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then they went and tarried and on the day of Pentecost received the Holy Ghost. But they received it after Jesus had come here on this earth and then died, left, and went to heaven. Father sent back the Holy Ghost. Then they had power. They went to the temple called Beautiful. And there was a man who was being carried there every day, sat right there at the temple called Beautiful and begged for alms. Couldn't walk. When he saw Peter and John, they said, "Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give I unto thee. We give to thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." My God. The man jumped up, started walking at the temple. Well, the reason why is because they had the power. Amen. Having the power. You can go in the hospital and the Holy Ghost be on you, and just because you've got it, you can pass by a room, I'm telling you, and people in the room who are sick can be healed. Yeah, I believe Peter did it. Yeah, his shadow, when he walked by, brought healing to the people. And you can walk by a room and wait maybe a day or two, go back by there, the people are gone. They didn't die. No, they got out of the hospital because the Holy Ghost fell on them. You walk by. I'm telling you, I'm talking what I know. Amen. Holy Ghost is so powerful on anyone's life that he can heal the sick, he can raise the dead. Yeah, because the power is there to do all those things. Would that be so unbelievable to really fathom that, to believe that? Why would you not believe that when God made heaven and the earth, the Holy Ghost, see, there are three that agree on.
God bless you all. Hold tight as we please stand by as we get ready to bring you part two. God bless you all. This is Ambassador Hayden.